John, don't look at me like that.
Hello and welcome to the Friendship Quest. We're here to answer all of the big questions and even some of the little ones.
Wow. That was only a dash of cringe.
Hey, I prefer to use the term not cringe when I describe myself.
Well, okay, I'm moving on. Right. We have had an email. Which
Hello.
You can also send to us if you want to give us your opinions, ask any other questions, anything at all. You can email us at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. And somebody has, who is, I will admit, somebody we know.
Someone who is a real person as well, which is separates them from all the other emails we receive from various
people.
SoundCloud bots.
But yeah, this is a real person, and I'm going to read it out for you, and we will discuss some of the things that were said. It says, Dear the Friendship Quest.
That's us.
I have been a fan of yours from the very beginning. I can't read this without cracking up. Today, I finally found the courage to write you an email and ask the question I've been wanting to ask for a very long time. But before I come to that, I just wanted to say that I'm a very big fan of yours, and I've listened to every single episode so far. You guys,
this was after we posted one episode.
You guys are so authentic and open, and when I listen to you, it feels like I've known you for years. It's like
How
listening
funny.
To good friends. In fact, I consider you my friends now, but I'm rambling, and you're probably not interested in that. So here comes my question. Why doesn't John salt his pasta water?
Ooh.
This question keeps me up at night because unsalted pasta water is disgusting. And therefore, I was wondering if you could answer it in one of your episodes. That would be great. Many thanks in advance. Sarah, 21, from Germany. And then she put, P.S. What kind of friend am I?
Well, that's a very good question, Sarah. And
Sarah,
I guess we should spend some time to address it. Yeah, Sarah, 21, from Germany.
Who we actually know and is our friend.
Who is actually a friend. What kind of friend are you? You are a friend of us.
Yeah, take it or leave it, Sarah.
Take it or leave it.
So, John, very quickly.
Very quickly.
Why do you not salt your pasta water, you criminal?
I don't like adding salt to cooking, if I can help it. And I prefer how it tastes with just a dash of olive oil, which helps separate the pasta instead of salt, which admittedly does help it boil quicker. But you know, cooking's all about the passion and the flavour, not the time it takes or the salt you add.
Right, I'm not going to argue with you about this, but I can't agree.
If you don't salt your pasta water, let us know at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
John, no one's going to let us know that. Anyway, our last episode, was it our last episode? It was, wasn't it? Was what is the best superpower?
Yeah.
And we've had some people comment on my TikTok giving their opinion. So we boiled it down to a few. You're adamant on shapeshifting. I am a lot too. And I threw in things like super speed.
Yeah.
I can't remember other ones.
There's
basically
weather control,
I want to be Spider-Man.
We said was pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah. Elemental control. So people have commented. I'm going to read out some of them. This is their opinion.
I haven't seen any of these, so I'm excited.
So someone put, turning into any animal because it is all the superpowers in one.
I guess. Yes, it's like shapeshifting.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of shapeshifting. Flying is the best superpower. Pyrokinesis as well.
Ooh, pyrokinesis is cool.
So that's fire, right?
That's like controlling fire, like being a firebender. But I feel like that's got limited usage.
Unless you're
starting fires everywhere.
I don't want to like comment on this person, but I feel like it's a specific kind of person who wants pyrokinesis.
You could be a very good firefighter.
What, by starting fires?
No, but if you can control fire, then you could just like, you know, put it out easily.
But flying, sure, okay.
Yeah, flying.
Somebody put telekinesis.
Yeah.
We addressed that one.
I think, yeah, we talked about that one.
Now, somebody put, this is the last one, the power to take any skill from anyone.
When you say take, does that mean, like, steal?
That is the question. Because if it's like you can take it as in learn it in a way, that's different. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. It's just sort of like...
meet people and learn from them.
I quite like that because it's almost like having all the knowledge you want in the world or something like that. But the limitation is you'd have to actually meet someone who has that ability first. So it doesn't mean you're like post-human. You're very human, grounded. So you can do what anyone else could do.
However,
which is always technically true.
If it is take as in steal like, it, that's not okay.
No, that's quite messed up. Like I go up to someone who speaks French and I'd steal their ability to speak French and then they can't speak any languages if they only spoke French.
Yes, that is sad.
That'd be sad.
So I'm a little bit concerned that you were in my TikTok comments.
Oh.
But I appreciate it nonetheless. We should probably address the fact that we are not in the same room right now.
That's true. I thought of that as soon as you started reading the email, and I thought there's no good way to segue to this.
No, but I just thought I'd throw it in there. John has gone home for Christmas.
Hello.
And I have not, because I'm still working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are on Zoom. Recording our own audio, trying desperately.
Hopefully the audio sounds all right mixed together.
So I still have my nice microphone. John is trying his hardest.
I don't think it will sound too bad.
We'll see.
You be the let us know. Send us an email or comment on a TikTok.
Comment about our audio quality. So we didn't get round to recording an episode for last Sunday.
Yeah.
Because we got moved out of our house. I feel like that's the best way to describe it. It wasn't really our choice.
Nearly forcibly evicted, but not quite.
Yeah, in a way that, like, he couldn't forcibly evict us, but he tried his hardest.
Yeah. Made it very difficult to refuse.
Yeah, but we came in a out very of it nice right. house. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had a lot going on. It's been a bit hectic, but we're back, baby, even though we're apart. So we're going to try and record these remotely and see how that goes.
But as we have moved into a new house, we thought it would be fitting to create this episode around that sort of theme. So today our question is, where is home?
Where is home? Or what is home? I think it's where is home. Home. I'm home.
You are, but But do you have multiple homes now, John?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because leaving, especially going to uni for the first time, the first time you leave home properly, and this is the house I've lived in since I was 1 year old.
Whoa.
I know. Although, and I'm sure most people have probably stayed in the same childhood home, obviously people move anyway. But yeah, you sort of realise that maybe home isn't just one place.
I remember in first year having that struggle of where I was living at uni wasn't my home particularly. I didn't really consider it my home, but also because of the way we say certain phrases, like, oh, I'm just going home. When I was popping forth between where I lived at uni and where I lived with my parents, I found it I'd be like, I'm going home, as into my parents' house. But then when I was with them and talking about going back to uni, I had to keep, like, stopping myself from saying, oh, yeah, when I go home, because I thought, oh, but I'm not, that's not my home, is it?
No, absolutely. I had the same thing. Like, you just sort of, you naturally say wherever you're currently residing, you sort of think, oh, I'm going home now.
Yeah.
And then my parents might get a bit upset if they heard me refer to Birmingham as home.
Exactly. I think that's shifted a little bit now. I think from second year when we were living in a house rather than like flats and with people we chose to live with, it felt a little bit more like acceptable that this could be my home.
Definitely. Yeah.
But also it's not a permanent residence, so it's a bit...
Yeah, but then, I mean, many homes that aren't university homes aren't permanent either, you know?
That's true.
I think it's just
strange to think about.
I think as a child, you sort of build up an idea of home, especially if you live in the same place the whole time.
Yeah.
And it sort of just slowly dismantles. And I've become more and more comfortable with that, I guess. And after 4 years of university nearly, it's almost like, yeah, okay, I can see moving isn't such a big deal, I guess. But I think as a kid, I would have been really, really remorseful of, like, moving a house. And obviously, it'd still be sad now, but, you know, you move on from that. I don't know.
And I think because I'm still very much in between houses, but going back to my parents quite a lot, that still feels like my home, and I don't feel like I've properly found another one yet, even though I would call where I'm living now my home just for ease. It doesn't necessarily feel like a home, and I think that's what we need to get into a little bit. Like, why do we have that connection to the word home over house?
Home base. Making a house a home. That would be our sponsor for this episode. Yeah, can you imagine?
If we could get sponsors.
They ruined that song.
What song?
The... That's going to look great on the audio. I don't remember. Anyway, enough about home base.
Because they do not sponsor us.
They do not sponsor us.
When I googled what is a home... The first definition was the place when one lives permanently, especially as a member of a family or household, which I think is a strange definition.
I think that's important, though. Like, if you look up things about home, often it'll be like, you know, home is where family are.
It suggests somebody who's living by themselves can't live in a home.
Well, I guess true. I mean, it's not exclusively the requirement for home.
No, but I think it's a strange thing to make a point of.
Maybe. I think home very much depends on, it's very individualistic. For some people, it's definitely going to be a family thing. And that no place where you don't have family around you probably can't be a home, or at least not feel like the same thing. Especially as a child, that's the bog standard definition. Even if you move house, you know, so long as you're going with your family, you've still got a home.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just looking at some of these, like, people also ask questions on Google. They're cracking me up. For example, like, oh, it's so cheesy. Can home be a person? No. Oh. No. I'm going to say it. Home cannot be a person.
Why not? Why can't?
Because a home is where you live. You cannot live in a person.
No.
Unless you're in Inside Out, I guess.
Well, that's a poor choice of words grammatically. It could be home is with a person.
I feel at home when I am with this person, sure. Uh-huh. But home cannot be a person, and I will not stand for it.
But what is that feeling?
I don't know.
The feeling of being home. I think of it as being, I don't know. We have, like, safe. This romanticized thing. Yeah, safety is a big one. And obviously that's instinctually very important for us.
And it's very interesting considering... So where I live with my parents is somewhere I've lived for a long time now. Since I was about 11, I think. So that's, like, half my life.
Ooh,
2 years ago, was it? Was it 2 years ago? I was just sat in my house and walked into the kitchen, and there was a strange man in the house. Like, a guy had just walked into our house, took my mum's purse. I just walked in, saw him. He just casually, like, walked out of the house. And then my mum fought him off from stealing the car. all sorts happened. Like, it's... it was a surreal experience that I laugh about now because it was just so bizarre, but it was very traumatizing, and I still struggle to sit in that kitchen by myself, and it has ruined a little bit of that element for me. So it's a very fragile thing to hold on to, and I think safety is a really important aspect of it. And when you suddenly learn that maybe you're not as safe as you thought, it does ruin it a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think, home is somewhere you feel at ease.
Yeah.
Whether you're safe or not, it's somewhere you feel that you can relax, I guess. Let your guard down.
Yeah.
And anything that sort of, anything that counters that can be devastating, really.
And then, because another question that's come up on here is, why is a home important? Mm. Like, not just like, oh, I live in a house because I need shelter and somewhere to cook my food, but a home. And I think that's kind of where that's going on to. I need to stop resting on this table because I think it's probably knocking my mic. I'm very sorry if you can hear that. It's just what I naturally do. Oops.
Oops.
I'm in my bed rather than at a chair because it's so cold in this room. It's so cold. The radiator's on full, but it has not helped. And that is a sad aspect of this home.
Oh, so if you your family moved house,
yes.
How long would it just be that you didn't have a home for a while?
No.
How long does it take to call obviously as soon as you move your permanent address, you'd probably start calling it home. But how long till it feels like that? Is a difficult question, I think.
Yeah, I think it depends on the house, possibly.
Mm.
Because if it's a very... And this isn't going to be very helpful at all, but if it's a very homely house...
Okay, so what's homely? What's homely?
I don't know! Because...
When I think homely, I think... this might be silly, but like warm orange lights...
Yeah, you'd sort of talk it cozy. There's a sort of crossover there. But also, like, that doesn't necessarily mean small.
No. Is that your subtle way of saying you just don't want to live in a small house?
Well, if it's super small, I don't want to live in it, do I?
I think cozy is a good one. You can be cozy. It's got warmth to it. Our new house that we've moved to at university is very new, very refurbished, very white.
Yeah.
Almost like a hospital.
Yeah, hospital lighting is just not for me. Like, the lighting I'm sat in right now, very hospital light. it does ruin an element.
I'm in quite a nice orangey room.
Yeah.
I think that's quite homely.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's the first thing that pops to my head when I think
Yeah,
homely.
Why is that? Is it to do with, like, fire?
Yeah, like, the home is the hearth, you know.
An innate need to, like, be near fire and warmth and...
We're like moths.
It's not what I was going for,
I seek the flame.
We can also be moths. I've tried to also Google some, like... quotes about home, but it literally just makes me like gag every time I read.
I'm looking at quotes about home right now.
Oh, they're just so grim.
Yeah, but you know what, they exist because we need them, or some people need them.
What does this even mean? The magic thing about home is that it feels good to leave and it feels even better coming back. Why does it feel good to leave?
Well, you don't want to be cooped up all the time in your home.
I do. Maybe that just says something about me then,
yeah,
but
I don't.
I
think
don't.
That's... Okay. Home is nice to come back to.
Yeah, I just don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Don't want to go outside. Don't make me.
Yeah, there's something comforting about home, but then there's something comforting about any sort of repetition, you know? Any
place
routine. You've been to a lot. So it's quite comforting now to, because I know this house, for example, that I'm living in now, where my parents live, to return to it after university every term or whatever.
Yeah. And I'm very, very fortunate that because I work on Saturdays back where my parents are, I get to go home every weekend.
Yeah.
So that's always been a routine for me. I'm now reading movie quotes about home.
Ooh.
Oh, it's got like Lord of the Rings ones, like, but this is going to be a random tangent for a second, but it's got the quote by Sam in Lord of the Rings. It says, "If I take one more step, I'll be the furthest away from home I've ever been." Now, John, have you seen the TikTok? It was a TikTok about YouTube video, actually, but the YouTube video where...
What does he take every time he takes a step? Plays that clip.
Yeah, every time he takes a step, it replays the clip.
Him saying, "This is the farthest I've been from home, Mr. Frodo," or whatever he says. That was a bad impression.
Random tangent, but it just cracks me up.
Look that up. Everything here is just like, home is a feeling. I love home. Home makes me feel happy.
Like, that's the thing. It's a very sort of agreed upon concept. There's not much debate around it.
Well, William J. Bennett says, "Home is a shelter from storms of all sorts."
Oh, ooh.
I don't know. That one's kind of a bit more thought provoking. There's more than one kind of storm.
Oh, come on. I don't know. There's just something about it that I just don't need in my life. "I never realise how much I like being home unless I've been somewhere really different for a while." That's from Juno.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true.
There you go.
I like Juno, actually. It's a good film.
It is a good film.
I don't remember exactly what happens.
A great quote about home from a movie all about home, Home Alone.
Oh. Home Alone.
And it is, "This is my house. I have to defend it." There you go. There's your inspirational quote about home for today.
Home. Home Alone
fits it. Home Alone's a Christmas movie, isn't it?
I think so. I've not watched it in a long time.
Yeah, I don't.
But for some reason,
Home
it rings true as being Christmassy in my head.
I think it's a Christmas movie, and it's nearly Christmas, so that fits
beautiful.
In.
Beautiful.
Oh, here you go, Wizard of Oz, classic home thing. We're
no
home,
like
home, and this is my room, and you're all here. Oh, getting flashbacks to watching The Wizard of Oz now. And I'm not going to leave here ever again, because I love you all, and there's no place like home.
Well, it's a strong point, isn't it? It crops up. I mean, The Lord of the Rings is the same in that sense. It's all about home, isn't it?
Yeah.
All about the return home, and The Wizard of Oz does it a bit cheesier, but...
Well, of course.
Of course.
Interesting point. Because the definition suggested that home has to be, like, the place where you reside. Could people suggest that home is just somewhere that they feel the happiest? They don't have to live there, they just feel happiest there. It's like those things where people, like, post images of themselves at Disneyland and they're like, "I'm home."
Yeah, that's a bit cringe.
You know?
I mean... there's some credence to that, but I don't think it makes a very good definition overall.
No.
It could be, because, like, I don't know. Well, I guess it kind of works. Home is wherever you feel safest, and that doesn't have to be your house. But I do think it has to be somewhere where you stay for...
Interesting.
A long enough period of time, you know? Like, I can see, obviously... Not everyone has a nice house, or not everyone enjoys living with the people they live with, whether that be family or friends, or not friends. And then, you know, your home may well be... You may not have a home, or your home may be somewhere else. It may be... I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good example of where a place that is... Somewhere you stay that isn't a house in the same way, but could be a home. It could be someone else's home.
It can't be somewhere that, like, even though you enjoy being there, you get to a certain time and you're like, I want to leave now.
I think
although I say that and people obviously in lockdown want to get out their house.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I was going to bring that up actually, because we've got, yeah, you're saying like somewhere where you work all the time doesn't necessarily, that doesn't qualify you to be at home, even if you spend a lot of time there and enjoy being there. But obviously at the moment, a lot of people are having to work purely from home.
Mm.
Does that ruin home?
Yeah, probably has lockdown bit. Ruined home?
Depends what kind of person you are, probably. I'd say, I mean, I certainly prefer to leave the house every day if I can.
I don't.
I know.
If I don't have to get dressed in the morning, I'm not going to do it.
That's a personal win.
Yeah, it is. But like, I think my dad at the moment has to do his work in the dining room. That's where he's got his like computer set up, and he's there every day, all the time. And I reckon he can't see that room in the same way again.
Yeah. It's tough. I think university especially, because you're living, if you're living like away from your family home, or basically you're living in one room that is your space, if that's where you eat, sleep, work, among other things, then, you know.
Yeah. So why people say you shouldn't do work in your bed or whatever.
Yeah, because it sort of ruins, there's a lot of theories about bed, about how, you know, it sort of ruins it for relaxation and enjoyment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally agree with that for me, because
depends on the person.
I will just, once again, spend my entire life in my bed if I could.
There must be a point you get tired of that.
No.
No? Never. What's the longest? I might be outing you here, but what is the longest amount of time you've gone without like leaving the house or properly
leaving the
ready?
House?
Yeah,
dude. I don't know. Probably a whole summer,
dude.
Dude. I don't. Probably a whole summer.
I can't believe that.
Well, it depends if you mean like. Because, like, I'll have gone out in the garden.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a person who hates not getting dressed every day. Like, in order for it to feel like a day, I think I need to, you know, get up, get ready, get dressed.
Whereas
even if I'm
for
just
me,
gonna stay inside all day.
Me? I've achieved a day. If I can get up in the morning and when I get back to bed, I'm still in my pyjamas. Because that is full-on laziness. As lazy as you can get. It's just the ideal.
I think, yeah, okay. Well, I think for me, I'd just feel, I just feel awful if I couldn't get ready. But I think, it's some people really struggle with that as well. Like, if you're feeling...
It's just time taken out of my day.
I guess. But that's the time that really sets me up, you know. It's going
to
be a good
to
day.
To be fair... Yeah, no, if I'm having, like, a week that I feel awful, everything feels like it's going wrong for me, one day I might just decide, even though I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to get dressed in, like, really nice clothes, I'm going to make sure I just feel like I'm ready to go places, because it will actually boost my mood a little bit.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a very healthy way to do things, I think.
But most of the time I just let myself, like, sit around in just despair and pyjamas and, you know.
Despair and pyjamas.
My own existential dread, you know, things like that.
That sounds sad.
Which is
does it make you happier to not get dressed than get dressed? Is my question.
It depends. If I'm in, like, a good mental state, then absolutely sign me up for just a day of doing absolutely nothing in my pajamas. Yeah. But if I'm particularly low, that's probably not a healthy thing for me to do, because it's only going to make me lower. So then I should probably get dressed. But, you know, I must say, I want to stay in my pajamas.
Well, no, that's fair enough. I think, no, that's a good way to sort of rationalize it, I suppose. So long as you're not doing the opposite, which is probably the most unhealthy thing. Okay, right. Well, I try and leave the house every day. Doesn't always happen. I didn't leave the house today, for example. I was quite busy.
John.
I know. Disgraceful.
Even I left the house today.
All right, okay. Well, to be fair, you are now leaving the house most days.
Every day.
To go to work.
I can't deal with it. I just want to stay at home. Do you see home. That's how so we smooth. Link back.
Yeah. Okay, so home. Thank you. Home you can stay in all day.
Well, not according to you.
No. But that's what makes home nice. It's like, well, surely you appreciate your home after coming home from work.
Well, because I was away for probably the longest I've been recently because of the second lockdown. And then I was finally going home. I was like, oh, it'll be so nice to see my parents, see my dog, sleep in my bed, blah, blah, blah. And literally, it just felt like nothing had happened. And I was like, yo, what's up? I'm back in the house. Like, there was no sort of, oh, it's just so nice to be home. No, yeah. There was none of that.
I think the only time I've properly felt that was the first term of university. So that was obviously the longest I'd been away from home.
Right.
So that I didn't go home at all in that time. So that was, I don't know, 11 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, months. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Because I went home after 2 weeks to work.
So then, yeah, so coming home for Christmas that first year, that felt pretty, like, monumentous, I guess. But since then, it's been like, yeah. And, like, it's so weird. It's like time pauses here. Things obviously change, but time sort of pauses and then you get back and it's like nothing's ever happened. Like so I just returned from university 3 days ago, but it feels like I've been here for ages.
Yeah, see, that's one of the reasons I hate trains. I hate getting the train because I feel like I've had one day with my parents and then I've been on the train and then it's another day here in Birmingham. And it's like, that feels like at least 2 days. But no, it is 6 p.m. It's the same day. I bought a Christmas tree this morning. That feels like it could have been a couple of days ago now because I got on a stupid train.
What's wrong? But what's wrong with it feeling like more days? Surely that's more time in less.
It's just tiring.
Time. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's not actually more days, is it? It's the same amount of time. I still have the same limited amount of time to get things done. But mentally, I've just been exhausted.
I don't know, I quite like the feeling of travelling because it makes it, well...
Then we are not the same.
I don't enjoy the travelling necessarily, and it is tiring, I'll give you that. But then it's quite nice to think, you know, I've done so much today.
Travelling just feels like such a waste of time, like that's a big chunk of my day where I can't do anything.
Well, this is why we need the teleportation to come in.
Teleportation. Link back to episode 2. Teleportation.
Go check out episode 2 of the Friendship Quest.
Travelling is a waste of time when I could be at home where the heart is.
Oh. Well, you do, like, there's not that much travelling that's wasted. If you're doing something productive, for example, or I don't know.
Well, on the train, I do my lesson planning, but when I'm getting the bus, you can't do anything on the bus.
Oh, true, buses aren't nice. Don't like buses.
Buses suck.
We don't stand buses.
Especially when they leave, like, over 5 minutes early and then I have to run to work. It's a long way.
It is a long way. That's not fun.
The bus is not my home.
The buses are not our
home. It does not bring me joy.
We do not like the bus. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure we've, like, necessarily answered a question today, but we've answered... Did I say that right?
We've not answered a question today. It's the one point of our podcast.
Sorry, I got stuck in my own head. I thought I'd said that wrong. I don't think we've necessarily... We haven't not answered anything, but we've discussed points.
Have you ever been homesick?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
I have no specific recollection of a time when I've been homesick. Not in the sense that, like, I've had a friend who, when we went to France on, like, a school trip, just cried every night. Not that sort of homesick. But, oh, okay. Like...
Well, I mean, everyone misses
have
home.
Have you, John? That yeah. sounded like a...
Yeah. When I went to Germany in year 8, I think.
Yeah.
I cried on the first night.
Why does everybody go to Germany in year 8?
C'est la vie.
That's not German. our friend Sarah, 21, from Germany, can confirm.
Can confirm.
That is not German.
I don't know what the German for c'est la vie is. Do you think Germans say c'est la vie?
Ooh, good question. Sarah.
Sarah, or any German listener, if you're listening to this, let us know.
Yeah, I want to know that.
Yeah. No, that was probably the worst homesick I felt.
Hmm.
But then...
I don't really get that a lot, but then I'm also not away from home enough to feel that, I don't think.
Yeah. See, that was the first time I'd been abroad without my parents. And I just didn't feel very comfortable in the place we were staying. It wasn't very nice. So, you know, tears. It was fine after that. Tears. I wasn't crying every day.
Good.
Yeah, it was just a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously,
you're quite young as well.
Yeah,
like,
I was only, how old am I? Like 12.
But is that homesick or is that I'm sad because I'm away from my parents and I'm a little bit scared them in a foreign country, you know?
Foreign countries are scary. I don't know. I think that was actual genuine homesickness. Like, actually really missing home. Since then, I haven't really experienced it the same way. Like, I've travelled a bit more and obviously been away at university, but I've never felt the same uncomfortableness.
Okay, well... I think we've covered a lot of points there, John.
I think we've given a comprehensive view of homes and what we think.
I'm not
about
sure
it.
What we've achieved necessarily, but
there's no place like home.
Ugh. Okay.
Home. It's a feeling. I'm just reading random quotes I can see.
Can that just be the end? It's a feeling.
Well, we need to plug ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And then we
well,
can say that.
Shout out to our number one fans, my parents.
Shout out. Whoop whoop.
They love it.
Oh, that's very sweet of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else we were going to do. Was there any other admin? We're hopefully going to have a jingle at some point.
Yeah, hopefully. Don't know what we'll do with it, but we'll have one.
We'll hopefully have a jingle. Maybe we'll update the branding at some point. And hopefully these remote episodes aren't too bad.
And if you enjoy it, maybe leave a comment on our SoundCloud if you're watching it there, or watching it, listening to it there. Ugh, I'm in like TikTok mode. If you listen to it on SoundCloud, leave a comment. Or if you listen to it on iTunes, you can leave us a review and that'll be super helpful to us.
Give us a 5-star review, please.
Well, not if you don't feel like it, but if you do, then maybe that would be nice.
At least 4 stars, please.
At least 4 stars would be nice, though. If it's less, maybe don't leave a
you know,
review.
If you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
There you go.
That's how reviews work.
Oh. I would know as somebody who reviews things every day on my TikTok.
Oh, I wouldn't like you to review this podcast.
Oh, God.
I don't think it'd rate very highly.
I'll be using 4 categories.
We don't have songs.
Yet.
Nope.
Just wait for the musical episode.
That's going to be exciting. Okay. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. And remember, there's no place like home.
We've covered that.